Welcome to Men's Fitness After 50 with Mark Nutting. My first blog post for Men's Fitness After 50 was on how long you expect to live. And I think that's an important question and would make a good opener for this podcast. The idea of thinking about how long we're going to live is important because if we're 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever we are, you know, you're going to have 20, 30, 40, 50 years left in your life. And you want to have some idea of the direction or and the quality and what you want to happen in the next, you know, up to 50 years. So let's take a look at what it means to be over 50. Being over 50 really means that we've had more time to accumulate stuff. You know, the stuff, the aches, the pains, the health issues, and that's really because we've had more time to eat badly, not exercise, smoke, drink, do whatever, but, you know, after a while, all this accumulates. And after 50, you just have had, you've had 50 years to essentially mess your bodies up. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But that's really the big difference between, you know, being younger and being 50. As far as how we react, our bodies react, our health reacts to making healthful changes, both adding exercise, adding good nutrition, relieving stress, you know, enjoying a social life, your body's going to react predominantly just like somebody younger. We just have those issues that create sort of a new starting point for us. We have to start where we are. You know, some people, it's interesting, I'll sit down with a client and we'll be going over medical health history and talk about, well, have you ever been physically active? And they'll say, oh yeah, I was an athlete. I played football through high school. Well, okay. Which, and you've done nothing since, means that historical athleticism really doesn't count for much at this point. So you have to look at where you are now. You've been physically inactive since high school, hypothetically, and so that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of inactivity, that means you're really just going to start at square one. So you can't go back and look at where you, what you used to do. You have to look at where you are and how you're going to start now. The other things to think about is that when I talk about how we can achieve the same kind of goals as if we were younger, it used to be that we believed that every decade you lost abilities. It was an automatic thing. Every 10 years, you would lose strength, you would gain fat, you would lose flexibility, you would lose balance. The reason for that, we've discovered, is really not that, it's not the aging process that creates that decline. It is the decrease in activity through those years that creates those inabilities. So, you know, every decade, what really happens is you get more sedentary. You know, you're settled into your work life, your family life. You're not moving around as much. You come home, you crash. Maybe you have a desk job, and then you come home and you crash. And lucky to get out and ride your lawnmower around for a bit. That, you know, that adds up in decades. And you do get less flexible. You do get less strong. You do gain fat weight. But if we were to maintain that physical activity level that we had when we were younger, though, you wouldn't see those declines. And looking forward, as we bit by bit add those activity levels back in and pay attention to our nutrition, we can regain or gain for the first time those abilities, those strengths, that flexibility. What does it mean to, back to the question of how long we're going to live? if we're going to live, you know, 40 years longer, and we're already seeing declines, what are we going to do to make our lives better for the next 40 years? If we do nothing, we'll continue to see those declines. And what we have to look forward to at that point is disability. And that disability may show up as carrying an oxygen tank around with you, carrying or being in a wheelchair, using a walker. What, you know, our disability is something we can put off. Not eventually, of course, we'll have to come to grips with reality, and you know, our bodies will fail at some point. But in the next 40 years, if I'm going to live 40 years, I pretty much want that disability to be, oh, the last 2 weeks. And then that's okay. So in looking at this again, you know, it's our age is not some kind of hard, fast limitation. But it is a factor that we have to look at as the how many years have we been, you know, doing damage to our bodies, and how cautious do I need to be as I restart or start again for the first time a program that will help me get physically stronger, healthier, both from physical activity and our nutritional status, to make those next years, the next half of our lives, as good as possible. You know, I really started with the baby boomers and then starting to fight that whole aging process. And I think that it's a good thing, and we should all be doing it, is not the aging process, but the hypothetical aging declines that we used to believe were something hard and fast, and we realize now it's our own lack of doing that creates those disabilities. So my words to you today are really that know where you are, know where you want to go, you know, and as far as your life is and what kind of activities you want to continue through the end of your life, and start to plan for that. Have a plan. A physical fitness plan, a nutritional plan, a stress management plan, and start to work toward that so that you can enjoy the rest of your life and it can be as fun as you want to make it. This is Mark Nutting with Men's Fitness After 50. Have a great day and a great life.